This is an RDN News Update. I'm Steve Ray. Good morning. Some of the local items making top headlines. Talk has yet to diminish, if anything. The rhetoric is increasing in advance of Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs between Montreal and Ottawa. The now infamous slash to the wrist of Mark Stone has the star rookie out of the Sens lineup for tonight. General Manager Brian Murray says the young forward has been a tremendous addition to the team.
He's been one of our, if not the best player, one of the top five players in the league in the last 2 months of the year.
He also wishes that the NHL had imposed a suspension on Subban, Murray telling the media that the Montreal player had threatened the safety of the rookie.
There was a threat made before by Subban to Stone.
Game 2 goes tonight at the Bell Centre in Montreal. No classes for students at Charles H. Hulse Public School. The building is shut down today and right through the weekend. That means no community events at this facility. The school board says it is absolutely necessary to ventilate the property. That stems from the use of a pesticide at the school earlier this week. The manner in which beer is sold is changing in Ontario. The provincial government is allowing the sale of suds at grocery stores. Eventually, 450 supermarkets will be given permission to put beer on their shelves. It will take some time for the new plan to phase in. In 2 years' time, it is estimated only 150 grocery stores will be displaying the product. The grocery facilities will only be able to sell beer in packs of six or less. The Liberal government is also making changes to the ownership of Hydro One. We are told that the government is ready to sell 60% of the utility. This has been a presentation of RDN Broadcasting. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Steve Ray.